Mason, and we're pleased to be joined in studio this morning by Richard Williams. He is the Director of Engineering at Allo, and they've made big news the last few days as now a fourth reactor has gone critical, which is a good thing. It sounds a little concerning, but that's a good thing. And maybe, Richard, first of all, welcome to our studio. It's good to have you in this morning. And tell us what that means and why it is significant.
So going critical essentially means we have a sustained fission reaction, which means more neutrons are being generated than are being lost or being input. So we have a source within the reactor. We're able to essentially maintain and create heat from within the reactor by itself.
Okay.
At criticality.
Now,
at a controlled rate.
So Allo has partnered with Idaho Falls Power, correct? And you have a contract that's going to last for several decades. What does that look like?
Well, we have a memorandum of understanding with the Idaho Falls Power, which essentially says, hey, we're interested if we can get to an economic situation where our prices, the cost of our reactors are such that it makes sense for Idaho Falls Power, they'd be willing to consider more of a contract at this at that point. It's been a great, I mean, it's been a great partnership between us and Idaho Falls. Couldn't ask for any better, you know, the town is awesome. But it really doesn't mean anything from a business standpoint at this point. There's a potential there.
Yeah, like you've invited each other to the dance,
yes,
and if it
exactly.
starts working,
yes,
then you'll get there.
Yes, you're courting each other, there are no marriage
they
certificate
swiped
yet.
Right on right. Hinge.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got that. We've got memorandums of understanding with other, not communities, but with other organizations. Typically, the data centers, hyperscalers, our customer base is really truly the data center. So we've got some MOUs with other data centers as well.
Well, let's talk data centers because that's really your niche. Allo is looking at creating these mobile reactors that you can put on a truck. Not mobile in the
they're
sense they're moving,
right.
But you can
modular.
Transport them.
Yeah, they're modular.
And but they would be used to power data centers. That's kind of what they're being engineered to do.
Right.
And I mean, how far away are we from that day where a data center, instead of pulling from the grid, which makes things more expensive for everyone else, creates supply and demand issues. How far are we from data centers being powered by the reactors that are created by groups like yours?
We're shooting commercial, probably 2030 is what we're looking for.
Okay, so pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. We'd like to have, and so our reactors are modular, just describe that really quick. Essentially, everything comes off out of the factory on a truck, shipped to site, installed on site. But essentially, it's more like a Lego blocks, if you will. It's put together, and it forms our entire reactor. And it's 50. Each reactor is 10 megawatts, but we'll put five of them together to create a 50 megawatt offering to the data center. So we are looking at next year having our first reactor at the site, first powered reactor at the site, and then. Or a year after, and then 2 years later, 3 years later, we'll have our first commercial powered reactor.
So all of this, I'll remind everybody, we did an interview with a gentleman out of Pocatello who runs a data center, and we talked about like boutique type data centers versus these massive data centers. Right. And that would be something that you guys could easily outfit is a boutique data center.
Yeah, and we think we could, you know, the scale, our size is really suited well for data centers because at 50 megawatts, you could almost hit, you know, you could serve one data center, smaller than the boutique, if you will. But if you had a 200 megawatt or a gigawatt, you could set these next to each other, essentially, and have, you know, multiple pods, multiple units serving the data center. So it really just allows us to scale the same way a data center scales, right? They don't come in and build a huge gigawatt scale data center. They build blocks of data centers, and that's the same thing that we're doing with our reactors.
Well, now, you had the memorandum of understanding with the city of Idaho Falls and Idaho Falls Power. How cheaply can you produce electricity compared to, say, the hydroelectric that we have now?
Oh, we can't compete with hydro.
Just can't do it.
No, we can't compete. But and that's what's so challenging about the Northwest, particularly because the base power here is you know, hydro. But we've talked initially, so we're kind of looking at long term. Initially, we'll probably get into the 15 to 20 cent range for kilowatt. And there's still markets in the country that that will pay 15 to 20 cents, right? if we could get down to less than 10 cents, Idaho Power would actually be interested in bringing us on board to kind of for peaking purposes as well as we could, they could wheel the power. I'm not sure what what they plan on doing, but they could wheel the power to other communities.
How safe is it? I think a lot of people would ask that because we've spent decades now, and when you say nuclear anything, there's it's been so politicized and I think in some cases propagandized that people are like, oh, I don't want to have radiation, or we don't want it to leak into our water, or whatever. Right. So how safe are these reactors?
So we have a goal in our design to, it's called emergency planning zone, and essentially at the site boundary, there will be nothing leaving the site boundary if there was to be an accident. So it keeps it within the site. I could give you a rim, I could tell you, but it's really pretty low. I mean the quantities that we're talking about in each of our reactors is really small.
Okay.
Relative to the AP1000, the big reactors.
Right.
And that's why we can take advantage of that smaller footprint.
So like we're not gonna have a Chernobyl or a Fukushima or anything like that.
Correct. And we're also looking at it's a Gen 4 reactor, so it's inherently safe, passively safe.
Yep.
Which means I could walk away. I don't have to have anybody at the site, and it would still shut itself down, cool itself down.
Okay.
So it still has, again, the amount of uranium is still significant, but the way we're designing it and managing it keeps it safe. And there's not a radiation field around it, right? It's all contained.
Yeah.
Okay, so if this kind of power is a little bit more expensive than hydropower right now, give us the other benefits of going nuclear versus other power sources.
Well, it's a good base load. Really, that's what it is. So if you look at your options for a base load, you have, at this point, a gas, coal, or oil, right? Hydro is another great base load. but we can provide that same base load for potentially at some point in the future, we'll be able to compete with gas. It's just a cleaner option there's no carbon footprint associated with the production of power.
Yeah. And I think that's enticing to a lot of times people who are environmentalists are a little conflicted about nuclear because they worry about the contamination part, but without any kind of a CO2 emission, they love that.
So. Yeah. And that's what I always think about, people get upset because of the contamination. You look at how much actually, waste that we actually produce from a reactor, and then you look at, I'll give you coal plant or something. I mean, the amount of CO2 that's just being burned up and into the air, you don't see it, so you really, it's hard to, you can't compare it. But if you compare the two masses together, it's significantly less.
So when fully engineered and operational, how much maintenance do these nuclear, like how many people have to be employed to keep them running well? And
so we haven't quite figured that out. Our goal is more like 5 people per 50 megawatts, right?
Okay.
People actually count or are relative to the cost of the power contribute quite a bit. So if you look at the larger power reactors, I've heard numbers, I don't know exactly, but like the AP1000, you have 800 people on site, right? And I mean, that's just a huge amount of people.
Yeah.
In order for us to be competitive, we have to have fewer and fewer people. So we're looking at one reactor operator, one senior reactor operator, and maybe a maintenance and security, right? Or do double duty, right? And you could do that over a pod. It would be awesome if we could do it over 2, right? Over 100 megawatts. So the more we can spread that, the more economics it is.
Now, when you say security, is the material that you're using to create the energy, is that something terrorists would be interested in, or our foes internationally? Like, what is the security concern?
Well, it certainly could be used, but it's really difficult to get in and get it. Yep. I mean, you'd have to.
It's not like walking in and pulling a vial.
No. I mean, it's a big deal. And we've talked about essentially using, even for site emergency, trying to work with like the local sheriff or the local police department, providing our security forces rather than us carrying the guns, just be able to call somebody and say, hey, but we lock the doors and, make sure everything's secure. But if somebody was truly going to attack, we would bring in local help. Yeah. Same thing we're doing at INL, yeah. right? We don't have our own security force at INL. We're using the INL security force.
So let's talk about President Trump's order. And one of the reasons why this was great news is this met President Trump's deadline. He wanted by July 4th this thing to happen. Maybe lay out for us the rest of Trump's agenda. What would he like to see in the coming years in terms of nuclear development?
Well, I think what he'd like to see, I mean, we've heard that there's more executive orders that may be coming around that would push us to go further to essentially a power reactor by next year. And I think what we want is not only sustained reactivity, but sustained companies that building reactors and producing these reactors. For so long, we've just been paper and talk and just, you know, lots of studies.
Yeah.
But we've actually produced hardware now, not only us, but the other developers. And I think you're starting to see a real interest in nuclear energy as a source. So that's why I think it's this strategic, you know, kind of positioning of ourselves, supporting of our energy needs.
Yeah. All right. Well, Richard Williams, he's the director of engineering for ALLO.
ALLO. Correct.
Okay.
ALLO.
Good job.
Yeah. What does that mean, by the way?
In Bengali, it means light.
Yeah.
And that's Yasser Arafat, who was raised in Bengali.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember now. Luke told us
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the moment you said Bengali, I'm like, oh yeah, Luke's told us that before. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, very exciting stuff. And congratulations on the milestone. And I think a lot of us are keeping close eyes on it.
Yep.
So
appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.